You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. In case you haven't heard, the Dodgers have an asterisk next to their World Series title. They had an ineligible player playing. Justin Turner tested positive, and then he went about making out with all of his teammates and staffers after the game, and probably infected everyone with the COVID. Okay? So there's an asterisk next to it. Look, he's on TV right now. I'm watching him kiss that woman. I don't know who she is.
Just some random woman.
Well, she could be a trainer. I don't know.
Well, we'll hear about that if that's the case.
Yeah. Can't trust her. She's.
Why don't you tell Dale, people
you
how.
Can't, you can't trust her.
Why can't you trust her, John?
Because she's kissing a wildling.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going with the Archie Manning approach.
Well, that is the Archie Manning approach.
Well, no. Justin Turner is white, so it's different.
But he's a wildling.
Yeah, but he's a wildling.
The Archie wouldn't have called her untrustworthy, though.
Well, I can't trust her. She's kissing a guy with COVID. Nice job, woman.
Probably his wife, but okay.
Probably, but I don't know that. You don't know.
No, I think it was reported that that's his wife.
Well, it doesn't matter. You can't kiss her. You're trying to give her bad juju?
Who knows? Maybe she gave it to him.
Can you tell people how analytics won also yesterday?
Analytics won because you take out – you can't possibly throw Blake Snell with the top of the order coming up. You know what, with them being 0-for-6 with three strikeouts in the game and Mookie Betts being in the series 0-for-4 with three strikeouts against Blake Snell, you got to pull him there. You don't want him facing those guys when he's had so much. You know what you wanted? You wanted Blake Snell to feel good about himself in his outing. That's what you wanted. So before, he gave up two hits. Two hits. That's way
too
much.
Get him out. Nine strikeouts. But
nine
two
strikeouts,
hits?
Get him out of there so he feels good about himself all offseason because his last outing, he had nine strikeouts and didn't. He only gave up one run because Nick Anderson came in and gave up the runner that he left. So that's, you know what? Blake Snell's got to feel great about that. So this whole offseason, Blake Snell will feel great. You know, that's the thought of a lot of, and I see that in a 162-game season. Hey man, let's get this guy out of here and especially if it's a young guy, you know, who doesn't have a lot of success in the big leagues, you know what? He threw five strong. Let's get him out of there so that he doesn't blow up the third time through the order and he feels good about the outing. Now he takes something with him to the next outing and all of that. And I get, you know what? He's going to be so much more getting ready for his next start. He's going to be so much more pumped up. He's going to feel great about it. I get that. This is Blake Snell. This is Game 6 of the World Series. This is a guy who won a Cy Young. This is a guy who's mowing through the lineup. This is a guy who doesn't have to feel – I don't give a rat's ass if he feels terrible the whole offseason about how he pitched if he loses the game. But guess what? He gives you the best chance to win. But no. Let's go with a guy that has given up runs in six straight outings instead of staying with Blake Snell.
And let's go to Blake Snell. He's here with us. Blake Snell on the mobile joins the show.
Well, let's hear from Blake Snell right here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Blake Snell.
Hey, I appreciate it, man. I just want to say, and I co-sign everything that you just said, man. I'm co-signing all of that stuff. Everything that you said, man. It sucks that we lost, but at the same time, I was dealing. And, you know, for me to risk what in essence is my life, I'm out there on the mound, and I told people, like, for what? I came out there trying to win a championship for Tampa Bay, and I'm out there risking my life and the life of all of my future children. And then you look and see what my manager did by pulling me off the mound when I got nine. I'm trying to die on my sword, dog. I'm trying to go out there and die on my sword. And then find out that redhead dude also had COVID. I mean, are you serious? almost died out there on the mountain. If you're going to let me go out like a G. Let me go out like a G. Nine innings, and I guarantee, man, I would have won, definitely would have won that 1-0. I don't even care. Rosarina, none of that, whatever it was, but, you know, it's beyond me. And, I mean, I don't know. Now I don't have a championship.
No, you don't have a ship. Do you think that you were only 60 feet 6 inches away from Justin Turner? Do you think in any of his at-bats that possibly he gave you the Roni and you could possibly die right now?
I mean, yeah, I think it's possible. Is it possible? Yeah, absolutely, because when you think about math, I mean, I'm going to be honest, man. I've gotten real sour on math since I've been with Tampa. Math just doesn't seem to work, you know? And people like, when do you even use multiplication, division, any of that stuff, addition, subtraction? You don't even use it. And then that's math is what got me pulled out of the game. And people tell me, okay, 6 feet, social distance, 6 feet. I mean, maybe it's 60 feet. We don't even know the difference anymore between, it's 2020. 6 and 60 is like the same thing. So, I don't know, man. The way that I feel right now about math, man, you got me messed up. You better talk to somebody else because math messed me out of a championship, man. And that's real.
Yeah, math sucks. I mean, I don't understand. I'm with you on that one, man.
I swear to God, when I was in school, I hated math. And now here comes math again. You got these calculator people trying to get me out of the game because it's my third time facing them. Like, them boys didn't want to face me for the third time. And then math just get me out because somebody's doing their multiplication tables in the background. Nah, that's not right.
No. Kevin Cash, he was voted most valuable player of the world. Well, he wasn't a player, but most valuable Dodger this World Series, Kevin Cash was. Have you talked to him? What kind of relationship? I mean, he is kind of a figurehead. I don't figure you to be much with authority. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't really like people telling me what to do, if I'm being honest. That's why I got my own basement. I like to stay down there. And
is that
you
your
know,
parents'
I,
basement?
I like to take care. What?
That's your parents' basement? Or?
No, I mean, no, it's my basement, really.
Oh.
Mom's not allowed to go down there. I told her. She can drop my, like, she has permission to put my clothes away, to drop my food off on the table. But if she keeps, you know, if she tries to come down there and tell me, I'm like, Mom, get out.
Yeah.
You know? Because, like, especially if I'm on a roll right now and, you know, this is the thing. I got all the skins, all of them. And right now, you know, there's some new games that's supposed to be dropping. And sometimes I'll have her throw my shoes down the steps. Like, when my shoes come, I just say, just throw the shoes down the steps, you know. Because I don't even want to come down here. It's my spot. But, you know, Kevin Cash, I'm not going to let him tell me. What. Next time he does that, we're going to be fighting. I mean, if he tries to come out and pull me out next World Series, me and Kevin Cash, we're going to be fighting. And that's the way it's going to be because I can't have Kevin Cash telling me what to do, talking about, look at this, coefficients, division, long division, remainder three, you know, all this, like, square root. I'm like, man, I'm trying to I got a nasty knuckle curve right now, and you're trying to tell me square root? Right. I mean, he came out to the mound, he said, the square root of 100. I'm like, man, out of here with that.
No.
And then before you knew it, I was out, and they brought in sorry-ass Anderson, man.
Well, yeah.
That dude's sorry as hell.
No, it's bad. Let me ask you a question. Did you go to a predominantly black high school?
I almost died for mine yesterday. Do you understand that?
No, I understand that.
I almost died. That's what I try to tell people. I'm out there on the mound, like, dying for mine. On the mound.
Yeah.
On my sword like a G. And he's pulling me out with 9 strikeouts? That is just crazy in 2020.
Did you go to a predominantly African-American high school with Jason Braddock by any chance?
No.
No? Oh.
I don't even know that dude.
Okay,
I just went to a school. I mean, to be honest with you, I skipped a lot.
My mom's tried to tell me what to do. I'm like, Mom, shut up. Damn, Carol, what's wrong with you?
Right, right.
So I can't have people telling me what to do. I'm just being serious. That's why I like getting on Twitch. I'm my own boss.
Yeah, no. You seem
like you watch my Twitch channel?
You're like, yeah, I do. I saw one time where you were saying how you were risking your life, and it was, you know, for not much, too much,
and
not too much money.
Yesterday, that dude had COVID. I told y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it was.
He's weird.
Seemed like a scary situation.
The math would tell you this thing is deadly. The math says it's deadly.
Well, I thought you don't like the math.
Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. But for math for like dying and whatnot. But I'm not listening to math for pitching.
Oh no, okay, but for dying and whatnot, yeah.
Do you listen to math when you do your radio? No,
no, I don't listen to any math. No, no. There's
hey, do they have
really
to come
no
out
math.
And like pull you out after 2 hours? Say, oh,
I wish
2 hours, man. You got to get off.
I wish. Yeah, because a lot of times the show will. If you want to know the truth, I think AJ, we've got an AJ here, and I wish he would come in and give me the hook because you listen. My fastball's gone. Third time through the order, it's not as good. But that's just me. I like authority. I like authority for you, not
man,
so much.
Do y'all have a Nick Anderson that's sorry as hell?
Yeah,
and loses everything for y'all.
Yeah, Joel Blank.
All right, man. Shout out to that dude for being sorry then.
What are you doing? What is wrong with you?
Just kidding. He's not Nick Anderson. Joel, it was just
it's too late now.
It was just a shot. That's all. Joel, it was funny. That's all. 9:16. Well, Blake, thanks for joining us here. We appreciate it, man.
Man, I mean, I appreciate y'all having me on, but at the same time, man, I dig y'all up the second time, didn't I? Remember that the second game y'all played against me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you did us up. Yeah, you really did us up. Now, didn't we take care of your ass the first game? Yeah, if I remember.
You might want to check that box score again with your 15 men left on base.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but we were lighting you up. I remember that.
Yeah, light me up with a zero spot. But stay on it, though.
Yeah,
man.
They had to pull you again out of, like, three and a third? I mean, you had to pull your ass.
He just hung up.
Had to pull your ass.
He didn't appreciate it.
Lighten you up. Mm. It was a joke, Joel.
No,
it wasn't serious.
No, you know what you're in for.
I know what I'm in for. Just kidding, okay? I'm just kidding. I'll see Joel next week and I'll hear about it.
Why would you do that?
What?
Why would you do that?
I just was kidding. It was a joke. It was fun. It was low hanging fruit.
Why not Charlie? Charlie wouldn't care. Why'd you take the shot at Joel?
You owe Charlie one.
Oh, yeah. I was told you do owe Charlie one.
I do. I was just joking. It was a joke, Joel. It was a joke. That's
too
all.
Late. Too late now.
No. You know what? I need to check my heart. CoreMed.
CoreMed solution. You know, this is actually, there's a big article yesterday that came out that was talking about so many athletes need to be checking their heart for, especially if they've had COVID, because the athletes are the ones who really, you know, get the heart rate ramped up. But, you know, a lot of us do. A lot of us, or a lot of you guys do, with your running and whatnot, or if you're playing in your pickup basketball league, or you're doing, you know, a lot of lifting, you're doing hardcore workouts. Let's say you had COVID. Even a mild case can result in myocarditis. And myocarditis can actually be fatal. It is something that can be very, very dangerous. There are people who end up dying every year who have abnormalities of the heart who never had it checked out, because why would they? They wouldn't know. This is the same. You need to be getting your heart checked out from the time that you are young. You should check it out, because there are young people who have congenital heart defects or may have hereditary issues, and you won't even know about it until they get into high school at some time. And we hear about tragic things that happen on the practice field or on a volleyball court or whatever the case may be. And for those of us who have, you know, if you ever experience issues with COVID, you need to make sure that you check out your heart with CoreMed Solutions. They've got echocardiogram, and this is a big deal because most hospitals, it's going to cost you thousands of dollars. You have to get a doctor to prescribe. You have to jump through all these hoops. At CoreMed, their cardiologist prescribes it, and it's right there on the location, in the location, so you can get EKG, echocardiogram, and even stress test and find out exactly about your heart health. They can even come out to your workplace like they did for UPS and test an entire group of people. They take insurance, or they'll do it for just $200, even without insurance. CoreMedSolutions.com. It's very important to check out the health of your heart. CoreMedSolutions.com.
ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here, and wait until you hear what my friends over at Bespoke Post are up to. Bespoke Post has brand new seasonal box of awesome collection for guys that are guaranteed to upgrade your life. They send guys the very best stuff every month, whether it's gear to upgrade your autumn craft beers or cozy threads, or maybe you just want some clothing for when the temperature dips. No matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered, from style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and even outdoor gear. To get started, go to boxofawesome.com and take the quiz. Your answers will help them pick the right box of awesome just for you. And they release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs just $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code BENCH at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code BENCH, for 20% off your first box.
You are listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776.
Did you see
the number?
What people did for you?
What'd I do?
Is it Herbert Linares?
You didn't see texted Joel and I said it was a joke. I'm sorry.
No. You already texted him.
Oh, I texted him.
To get out ahead of it?
Yeah, but it was a joke. He was the first name I thought of.
Yeah, it was a joke. I didn't take it serious, but I think Joel would
Joel
not
will.
Have. He would not have thought it was a joke.
He wouldn't have thought it was funny at all.
So did you see the picture of DK Metcalf with your face and you're running after a bottle of a can of Coors Light that's on Buda Baker's head?
And
have you seen
who
that?
Catches it? Me.
Did you
I
see
catch it?
It?
No, I didn't see it.
Oh, you just go to Twitter. Your smiling face is running after. It's awesome.
Let me see. By my calculations, Blake Snell hates math. Yeah. It's not in my mentions. Where is it? Oh, there it is. Look at my smiling face. I'm
so
having
excited.
A good time with that Coors Light. I got to send that to my boys. That is funny. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. World War Joel. No, Joel gets it. It was a joke. First name I thought of. I should have gone Charlie. Anyway. That's water under the bridge. That's so far behind us. It's no big deal. No big deal. You think I'm not a little nervous about that? Yeah. Okay. Joel is not going to be happy with me. He can come after me. I don't care. Come after me.
You need to stop. Just stop all this.
No. I trust me. Trust me. It was a major mistake. That's all. It's one of the, like, if you have some things that you regret ever saying on the radio, that'll be one of them in my life. That'll be one of them. So the Dodgers are champs. The Texans got until the 3rd to trade some guys away. It won't be anything consequential. It won't be anything that'll get you. I mean, you hear so many people saying, you know, a first rounder for this guy or a first round. It's just not happening, people. It's just not happening. Texans don't have anybody other than Deshaun and Tunsil that'll get you a first rounder. And you're not trading either of those guys. It's just not happening. So those guys will get you a first rounder, and that's about it. And a lot of people are saying, now, and I saw this. I saw a couple of things that yesterday, a lot of people are blaming Deshaun for this, for what's going on.
What do you mean?
Well, you know, this is, hey, you got a franchise quarterback and you're 1-6, okay? He's not making all winning plays. Even Romeo Crennel in the post game said, yeah, he threw for 300 yards, but you got to make big play. You got to make plays at the critical times and keep drives going and score points. And we're not doing that. And so, I mean, Deshaun is playing well. Deshaun is playing well. Is the talent that piss poor? When you look at, there was a list of quarterbacks who are thrown. Deshaun is second in the league in yards. Second in the league in yards thrown for. But Matt Ryan is first. Okay. The only guy up there in the top five that doesn't play on a sucky team is Josh Allen. Josh Allen is fourth in the league in passing yards. And somebody said, well, look at this, passing yards. Look what Deshaun is doing, and you guys are blaming him. Are you blaming Deshaun for this?
No, I'm not blaming Deshaun. I do think that there is some – if you just go back and just – you can just box score it if you want to. There are games where Deshaun is picking up some stats late in games, adding to his totals, like against Minnesota, for example. So it looks like, look at this. Oh, 300-yard game. But really it wasn't there for some of the important times. Deshaun should take responsibility for part of that record. Absolutely. He's the quarterback. He's a franchise quarterback. Yes, there needs to be responsibility on Deshaun's shoulders as well. However, do I put this on Deshaun? No. This is... I mean, he's got his responsibility, but it's not just one player. It's not just one position group. It's not just one side of the ball. The Texans aren't good. They're not good. They don't rush the passer well. They don't have a good secondary. They can't stop the run. They're not running the ball effectively. Deshaun is too up and down. The coaching hasn't been good. The personnel is not good enough. My God, there's nothing. What gets a check mark? Is the punter? I don't know. I mean, how are they punting? Is the punting considered one of the best in the league?
No one knows that. No one really can tell.
I'm trying to think of legitimately what is a good – I mean, Fairbairn just missed a field goal this week, 41 yards. He had been 9 of 10. Now it's 9 of 11. Like, what's the big check mark that the Texans get where you say, okay, well, they're actually good here. We thought their offensive line was one of the 10 best in the league. Do you still feel that way?
No.
Not this year. They're not playing like
it. Okay. And I saw something else. Everybody's blaming David Johnson. This is squarely on the line and not David Johnson. And that's from our guy at night.
Jose Partida?
No, not from Jose Partida.
No, this is on David Johnson,
it's
too.
It's from Jason Braddock.
Well, that's fine. I can show you three videos that were sent to me that show where – they had huge holes, and David Johnson just doesn't see him and hit him. This is also on David Johnson. A lot of this is on David Johnson. You want to know why David Johnson can't run between the tackles? A, there's not as much running room, and B, he's too slow through the holes. So, yeah, this is on David Johnson, too, and offensive line. Once again, it's not on just one group. It's on both of them. The running game stinks because the offensive line is not blocking as well this year, and David Johnson is just too slow. Frankly,
he says it's squarely on Zach Fulton and Senio Kalamete.
David Johnson's running well?
No, but we're overstating. I don't believe. I'm not even buying that. But
it's highly unlikely David Johnson plays football next year. I think this is his last year of football.
Yeah.
Running backs go out quick. It's not unusual. You can go down a list of running backs. You're like, that guy only played 5 years. David Johnson, the first year I did draft stuff was David Johnson's first year. So it's 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. This is his sixth year. I think it's a wrap after this. No one's going to want to pay him. He doesn't look good on tape now for three straight years. Why do you want David Johnson? Get a cheap guy who's got some juice. He has no juice. And I'm tired of hearing about the pass catching. That's like, are we done with this? I don't see this devastating pass catcher out there.
No, but okay, as a group, and there was another thing. We got so many things to talk about. 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. So many things to talk about we can get to on the other side. There's more stuff that we need to get to. But first, I want to talk about ZipRecruiter. How about ZipRecruiter, people? If you're looking for somebody, and it is so important to get the right people for the job, and ZipRecruiter is here for you. ZipRecruiter does this every single day. And as a matter of fact, ZipRecruiter is so effective, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate the first day. The first day. Now, they have unbelievably powerful matching technology. ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience, actively invites them to apply for your job. They do the work for you. You can even add screening questions to your job listing so you can filter candidates and focus on the right ones. It ain't easy to find the right people, especially now, okay? There's so many applicants out there, and that's another thing. How are you sifting through all of these people that are looking for work, and especially if you've got a good job? Finding that right person that's going to be perfect for the job, it's what ZipRecruiter does. They get right to the best people, the most qualified candidates. ZipRecruiter.com/John, J-O-H-N. ZipRecruiter.com/John. If you've got somebody to hire, let ZipRecruiter do the work, and you can start for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/John, ZipRecruiter.com/John. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Years of research and innovation.
Innovation Map is the new voice of innovation in Houston.
Pretty cool, huh, Morty?
Covering startups, tech, energy, health, social impact, and more. Visit innovationmap.com today.
Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Oh, he's not? Okay. John is nowhere near his mic. Said Dell. Did you see this story from the LA Times, Dell? Grass-fed flank steak and seared red snapper. Football players eat like kings under Chip Kelly. This guy David Wharton got a hold of hundreds of receipts shedding light on Lux Cuisine that has contributed to athletic department's $18.9 million deficit. Since Chip Kelly arrived at UCLA, the budget for non-travel meals has more than quadrupled. The team spent $5.4 million last year. At the same time, LSU spent $381,000 on the way to a national title. The $5.4 million that UCLA spent on food in 2019, including hundreds of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches from an LA caterer at $4.95 each. Also, thousands of dollars worth of Hawaiian barbecue from a Carson restaurant.
So you can't tell me that UCLA – well, UCLA is apparently investing in their program just in the wrong things, because the thought was that UCLA doesn't care enough about football considering where they're located and what they could possibly do. But they're spending money.
Well, they're spending a lot of money on food for the players. Now, I remember I think it was James Casey was in Philadelphia for a while, and I heard stories about Chip Kelly in Philly. I think actually Adam Kaplan told me about this. He had, like, it was the most tricked-out dining hall for them. Everything was super, like, high-end. That's what Chip Kelly believes in. But right now, when you have deficits inside of athletic departments, to pay for – and you got to see all these people making excuses. These players are risking their lives. Feed them. No, players can still get fed. The point is you don't have to have – you know, grass-fed this and seared red snapper, and you can feed players good without $4.95 peanut butter and jelly. I'm here to tell you right now, if you were paying $5 for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich from a caterer, and you can't just make some peanut butter.
I'm reading some of the background, the context behind this. Apparently, before Chip Kelly got there, they were getting one meal per day from the team, and then that got up to 3 to 4, which is reasonable considering what they expend energy wise. But
right,
maybe not the, like you said, maybe not the $5 peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Yeah, I can tell you this about UCLA. Excuse me. I can tell you this about UCLA. I know a coach that was going to go there, interviewed there, and he decided not to take the job because they had an 80-yard practice field. He was like, hey, why don't you have 100 yards? And a lot of places have 2 or 3 practice fields. You have 180-yard practice field. Can't you make that 100?
Yeah, I went there a couple years ago just to visit my mom. Not UCLA's campus, but I was in L.A., and I decided to go to the campus. I had never been on it despite growing up there. And I went to check out the practice facility. They were actually playing a game, I think maybe against Utah. It was the start of the year. I forgot exactly what. But they have their practice facility. They built a new building a couple years ago or so. And the facility is kind of elevated off the ground, so it's kind of level with a parking structure. And yeah, it's two. From what I saw, were 2 field turf fields, and they're 80 yards apiece. And they're outside. And I was like, well, okay. I didn't think much of it, but yeah, it's 2 field turf fields, 80 yards.
80 yards. Hey,
and that's
the game's 100. Game's yeah, 100.
Miami has the normal 100-yard fields themselves, but their indoor practice facility is 80. But they actually do have fields where you can play 100 yards per outside. So I'm not sure what that's about for them. But they like to pay for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Yeah, apparently.
Did you hear all that, John? LSU paid $381,000 in food costs, and UCLA's food costs are $5.4 million now. Because Chip Kelly has seared red snapper and
good for him,
and grass fed flank steak and all this stuff for the players, and they're still garbage.
Well,
the team still can't win.
Poor Chip. I mean, he just feeding him ain't gonna do it. Although training camp is all really important. Did you guys talk about this? I missed the beginning of the segment. Ian Rappaport, just 10 minutes ago, the Texans are going to be closing their facility due to a player testing positive for COVID. They are on a bye week now. They're testing all other players. While the team is now proceeding cautiously, the timing is fortunate as it relates to football. Bye week, so no game this week, but plenty of non-players are in the building, so the facility is closing.
Non-story.
Would it be horrific?
Shut down the season.
Would it be horrific if the Texans had to cancel the rest of the season?
Are we giving them 10 more losses? I mean, not 10. What are they, 1-6?
John.
Are we giving them 9 more losses so they go 1-15?
John, of the 3 of us, who cares the most about the Texans season right now?
Well, what if they forfeit all those games, though?
That's why I'm asking. I don't need no contest because their winning percentage would be better than some other bad teams. I need them to be given losses.
Yeah.
Nine more of them.
9 more losses.
One of us is going to pay attention.
Season, Del.
One of us is going to pay attention.
Would they get the number one pick with a 1-win season?
Not at 1-6.
No, 1-15.
If they gave them 9 forfeits?
I don't know that the Jets can win.
And the Jets have a weaker schedule. And they can, even if they win a game, the Jets would still get the number one overall pick because the Texans' schedule will be stronger.
Yeah. Texans playing a first place schedule.
Yeah, I'm going to need can the Texans and the Jets just play it off for the opportunity?
I think your pick is ultimately going to be a 7th pick of the draft.
I don't like that. That's fine. It's great, but I would like top 5.
I mean,
I said, one of us still cares about this season.
I immensely care.
Yeah. No, Adele cares more than anybody.
I do.
It's not even close.
No. No,
I'm trying to think. Right now, the Giants, Jacksonville, Atlanta, and Houston are all 1-6. Minnesota's 1-5. Cincinnati's 1-5-1. The Texans
fighting it out.
Yeah, The Texans are so
Are you sure that you want the number one overall pick?
I don't need the number one overall.
You what?
I don't need the number one overall.
Suppose you get the number one overall pick.
Well, it depends. That's what Tua's playing for. Do you want Trevor Lawrence because you need him because Tua pulls a Josh Rosen? Or you're just fine at quarterback and you can use that pick to sell it off to somebody else?
That's always still going to – if Trevor Lawrence turns into a great, great quarterback and Tua's good, but Trevor Lawrence is great, it will forever haunt this organization. I don't think you want that number one pick.
Well, I don't think the Texans are going to be bad enough because of the other teams in the running.
Okay, let's say you get the number one pick.
Okay.
And you're going to trade it. Lance, what do you get for Trevor Lawrence?
Oh, man. I would think you get a first, a second, back-to-back years.
First and a second?
I think you get two first-rounders, two second-rounders, back-to-back years.
Wow.
And maybe some players.
Wow. That seems like a lot.
Is that well thought of?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Tunsil got two firsts and a second, so what's a Trevor Lawrence worth?
I understand the position.
14 firsts.
An extra second? Yeah, exactly. I mean, I think it's a very reasonable – go look at what the price tag was for RG3.
What was that?
Who did the Redskins – the Redskins traded with who? The Rams, was it?
Yes, Redskins traded with the Rams – and here it is right here. It's considered one of the worst trades in NFL history. Hold on a second. I'm pulling it up right now.
The Redskins sent their 6th overall pick and their second-round selection in the 2012 draft and first-rounders in 13 to 14 to the Rams for number 2 overall. So 3 first-round picks and a second-round pick.
A lock. But RG3 was a lock.
Yeah.
Well, he had a great first year, and then it all went downhill. The knee got ripped up.
And who was his? And who was his offense coordinator?
Kyle Shanahan.
Mm-hmm.
Who was Matt Ryan's OC when he was MVP?
Mm-hmm. Too bad. Kyle's dad didn't. You know.
Who was with Johnny Manziel? Kyle Shanahan.
Well, if Kyle Shanahan's dad would have told RG3, "Okay, we're not going to play you anymore because you're hurt," maybe things would have turned out differently. But they kept running him out there and. That's that.
Right.
I mean, seriously, you got 3 first rounders and a second rounder for RG3. I don't think it's crazy to think you get 2 firsts and 2 seconds, but you might get something more like this. But who is going to trade? I mean, the Texans. If I'm the Texans, I would 100% trade Trevor Lawrence because you can get more for Trevor Lawrence than you could for Deshaun Watson, and you could rebuild a team. What doesn't matter? What am I talking about?
Yeah,
we don't have draft picks.
Don't have picks. What are you talking about? I think did he just leave the show?
That sounds like That sounds like he's gone.
He's really upset.
When he really needs to talk about Texas Star Grocery.
God dang it! I was just in. Oh, okay. Hey guys, if you're gonna sit there and you want to see how the Texans do this year on their way to their draft picks, oh wait, they don't have any. So if you want to see what Miami's gonna potentially do with their draft picks. Why don't you make a nice, delicious beef tenderloin like I make? Because there's nothing else to look forward to, but the beef tenderloin's delicious, and that's with Texas Star Grill Shop. Let me tell you what I do. Here's what I do, okay? It's what you've been waiting for. I get my little beef tenderloin from Pete's Fine Meats. I put my seasoning on it. I will sear it on all sides, and then I put it on my smoker from Texas Star Grill Shop. Well, it's a grill. It's a smoker. It can get to 700 degrees or 180 degrees. That's what we're dealing with here. I put the internal probe in there to gauge the temperature, plug it into the grill, yes, into the grill itself, and I know when to pull it off, right? At 138 degrees, that comes off, and it's perfect every single time. Texas Star Grill Shop can help you make the very best barbecue, your delicious grilled foods, smoked foods. You can do pizza out there on it, vegetables, everything's better, and these are so unbelievably durable. They're high performance. They've got everything at Texas Star Grill Shop. They've got a great fall sale going on right now. They can assemble and deliver absolutely free to your home. And yes, when you step up to a grill from Texas Star Grill Shop, you will become that pit master that you've been looking forward to. With just a little bit of extra work and some help, you can do it. And yes, they have every rub and marinade and accessory you could possibly imagine, and they'll help you find the right one for you. TexasStarGrillShop.com, three locations in the Houston area with the fourth that's going to be opening soon. TexasStarGrillShop.com.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Bill O'Zimmerman thinks that that Aaron Rodgers gave the Texans the COVID right in the butt. But that's not how it works, Aaron. Bill O'Zimmerman. That's not how it works at all. So... it was Max Sharping who tested positive, according to Aaron Wilson. So, he's now on the reserve COVID-19 list. Max Sharping's like, okay, you ain't gonna play me. Watch this. How about this? I'll go out. Let's see how this tastes. Let me infect the whole team. How's that taste?
Who are you talking about?
Max Sharping.
You think he got it?
Yeah, it's been reported.
Oh, it was Max?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it wasn't Aaron Rodgers who gave it to him in the butt, okay? Although Max Sharping is a Wisconsin guy too, right?
Wait. What?
Bill O'Zimmerman says that it was Aaron Rodgers. Who gave it to him?
That would be Texas Bill. That would be Texans Bill.
Right. So I do not believe in that.
Gave it to them in the butt. Who said that?
Bill O'Zimmerman said it. I'm not believing it. Just because it's on Twitter, you can't believe everything. I believe most everything on Twitter, but not that one. It's not how it works. That's not how the COVID works. You don't give it to people in the butt.
Did you see him even get a snap?
Okay.
You see him even get a snap?
If an LSU fan, Dell, if the COVID was around, what was it, 3 years ago? 2 years ago? What would happen?
Well, you just said that's not how it happens.
But what it, okay. Suppose somebody did do that, though.
An LSU fan came, stuck his spike in my booty.
Well, I mean. I would
can
tell-
you give, if you have the COVID on your finger.
Do you know who that was?
Blake Snell?
That was not Blake Snell.
Well, similar look.
Kind of Snell sounds a little bit like him. Right?
And they look
the whole video is awesome. I swear on God, I will kill you. I will kill you. This guy's yelling he's going to kill people. You ought to see. The whole video is even better than just that soundbite.
I love the when he does the State of the Union address
later on. Can you pull that one up, too?
I mean, I got to clean it up. I mean, it's.
You got to clean it up. Did you ever see the second one, the State of the Union, John?
No.
When he talks about his situation and answers people's questions about why he didn't do this and why he didn't respond. Yeah. I think he's got his girl sitting with him. I don't remember exactly
yeah.
what it is.
Yeah.
That guy's way too famous for this.
I got to ask you something. Why? We saw the thing where the three people were jumping at one guy, and then somebody pulls the pants down, punches him in the butt, and then goes for the oil check. Like, why is that a move? Why are your people, John, the LSU fans, doing that?
It's humiliating.
Those weren't LSU fans.
No, he had a Tyrann Mathieu jersey on. I remember. That guy,
yeah.
The guy, the new video, the guy had a Tyrann Mathieu jersey on, LSU jersey.
Yeah, you could see his LSU Tyrann Mathieu jersey.
Yeah.
A Jordan Jefferson jersey.
Yeah.
A Jordan Jefferson jersey, and he didn't kick anybody in the head?
Well.
The woman had that who was punching also. She had a Jordan Jefferson jersey.
She had a Jacob Hester jersey on. I saw it.
Yeah.
Well, if you stick your finger in someone's butt, much like your son did, you're establishing dominance. Like he farted on you or in your room, You stick your finger up someone's butt. You're sending a message.
He told me it's an accident.
That's not
when
true.
When snacks is share. What is it? Crop sharing or
crop dusting?
Crop dusting. When he's crop dusting your room, he is showing dominance over you. Okay, that's what he's doing. And then he tells you, "Get back in your room, old man."
Quite a bit.
Okay, so
he's been screaming that at me the last few days.
He is definitely your boss.
We've told you, you got to change the power dynamic, and you haven't done it yet.
Yeah, I have.
Okay, he's the one screaming at you, not the other way around.
Well, I have to be a little more careful with him right now, but I'll just go on him. I'll just go over there, take the mask off, and then we'll see what happens.
Oh no!
The screaming will get really loud.
Oh my God! No, they'll
no. No!
On Halloween, you're taking your mask off? No, don't do it. Don't do it. That's too scary.
Mike, I'm going to tell my kids today they're not trick-or-treating. I'm going to crush them.
Oh, my God, they're not trick-or-treating. Send the dog to the door with a basket in his mouth. I just saw that on TV a little while ago. The dog will go up to the door, and they fill up the basket with the dog, you know, and you don't have to worry about it. Then the kids don't get anything, unless the dog's got the COVID, which happens too.
You know what? Kids who are running around trick-or-treating during COVID, they deserve something. And you know what they're going to get from me? Raisins.
Raisins?
Yep.
Man,
they need to be healthy.
Your house is going to get egged.
They need to be healthy this Halloween season, so they're going to get some raisins.
You're definitely going to get egged.
Or a sandwich bag full of 10 pennies. Here's your 10 pennies. Here's your pencil.
713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number. You're the worst. No one's going to come to your home. And you will have peanut butter in your screens. And that's the worst. Okay?
You're being vindictive at that point. You just don't. Have your light on and don't give them anything. You're
just
asking for them to
be like Dell.
Yeah.
Well, I don't care about. Look, here's the deal. And I have done this before. I was having some bacon wrapped quail that I grilled, and there's some extra fat that was on there, so I'd taken it off. And I saved it for when teenagers came by with no costumes on. They just wanted me to just supplement their candy habits. So what I would do is you just reach into your own, I would have that bacon fat. And I would reach into a bag of, you know, the candy in my own, you know, in my own pumpkin. And then I just put my hand, like, act like I have a handful of candy, and I just put that in their bag, some bacon fat. This is something, a little treat they get to find later on in the night whenever they're checking their candy, like, hey, where did this bacon fat come from? Don't worry about it. And there's no way they can put it on me. No way. They don't even try. It's just literally, it was just a pillowcase. It's a pillowcase and some girls and, like, just some girls running around in their regular clothes, pillowcase, trick-or-treat, like, oh, you want some candy? Here, you can have some bacon fat.
We've heard him, I don't know if, I think he said, talked about this before, and every time he talks about it, I feel even worse and worse for him, because why wouldn't you just not give him candy? Why do you need to? Why would you drop the bacon fat? What message are you sending?
I want them to rethink their priorities when they're 18, 17 years old.
But you're not.
At least dress up.
But you're not sending a message because they don't even know it came from you.
You don't get to come here and get free candy without making an effort.
Look at the battles he's fighting.
Yeah, this one's worth fighting. It's worth dying on this hill.
But he fights it anonymously because he won't tell them he's dropping bacon fat in their pillowcase.
Just do like I used to do back at when we had the old house. Just turn all the lights off.
Yeah. I've done that. It doesn't stop these kids.
No.
They just, like, buses will drop off kids in the neighborhood, and then it's just like, oh, man, they don't even know the rules of no light. I'll even put signs on the door. Doesn't matter. Bang, 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 bang.
My lights have been off since we moved into that neighborhood, and I've never had anyone knock on the door. Never. It's never happened.
They know not to go to the mean man's house.
Well, they don't even. I'm never even out of the house, so they don't even know who lives there. But
you know what? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm just saying. I don't know what neighborhood you're in when they're busting kids in.
I'm going to put a sign
on
my
caravan.
It's a caravan. Yeah, it's caravans. Traveler children.
Oh,
man, can we have any candy? Put the candy in the basket, old man. I'll say, why are these?
You know what's good for you?
If you know what's good for you, you put
a Reese's peanut butter cup in a bag, old man.
That's not what you're supposed to be doing.
Bacon fat. You think that's funny?
So you know what I'm going to do? See, I like Irish Dale's the best Dale. But what I'm going to do is this. I'm going to put a sign that just says, this house is full of COVID and snakes. And if you still are knocking on the door
and
with
sinkholes.
COVID and snakes. Yeah, and sinkhole. I'm going to say, be careful, sinkhole on the front yard.
Mm-hmm.
There should be something you're allowed to do on Halloween, much like when Passover you put lamb's blood on your door so the angel of death would pass over you. You put some sign on your door that tells people you have COVID so Halloween people don't come to your door. Something.
COVID house. You know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to put my sprinkler on. I'm just going to put my big sprinkler, just the one that goes back and forth. Just leave that on all night. If you want to run through the sprinkler, go ahead. You're going to run through sprinkler
sidewalk.
And catch a sack full of raisins.
Mm-hmm. All right, 713-780-3776. Beat it, Lance.
Beat it.
Beat it. That's it.
Get yelled at by your son again.
Yeah, go get yelled at by snacks. Go get dominated by your 13-year-old.
He's 12 and he doesn't.
You got control of that house.
I do.
You don't. It doesn't sound like it.
Doesn't sound like it to any of us. Time for me to talk about my bookie. I'm gonna wager that Snacks is going to dominate him again today. I think I might be able to find that at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. It's the best site to bet on. It simply is. It doesn't get any better when you're talking about all of the odds that you can get, when you're talking about doubling your initial deposit. So you put in, let's say you put in, I don't know, $100, you put in $1,000, you put in $10,000. They will double that, make your betting worth $20,000. That's the way they roll at mybookie.ag, promo code radio. When you're looking at places to wager, this place is great. The website is easily navigate. It's easy to navigate. It is so unbelievable. It is so unbelievable the amount of different bets that you could possibly make. You're going to love it. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio. Mybookie.ag, promo code radio.
ESPN 97.5.